huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and this will be quite quick, but I think you'll find it very useful. Yesterday, I had a 1-hour conference call with two of my Facebook account managers, one that manages my supporter program and one that manages my stars program. And Lauren, who manages my supporters program, gave me 4 updates on the most recent Facebook algorithm change. So things that she's looking for content providers to provide and people who engage with content providers to engage with so that you maximize your reach, therefore your impact on Facebook. So this is, I've shared some strategies and tactics that my Facebook account managers have given me, but I've never been said before, it's never been said to me that in the recent Facebook algorithm update, we changed this to this. So I think you're going to find this very useful. So the 4 things are opening up, meaningful engagement, debate, and polarization. And what I will do is I'll explain to you, not in my words, but in my Facebook account manager's words. Now, by the way, getting a Facebook account manager, someone like me is more likely to marry Tess Daly and have a billionaire leave all of their inheritance to me. That's more likely to happen than you to get a Facebook account manager. So I can't stress enough how valuable, useful, and insightful. It's almost like having Mark Zuckerberg on WhatsApp. Oi, Mark, give us some tips, will you? So I hope you'll find this, well, I know that it's from the horse's mouth. So anyway, let me discuss what I was told, not what I'm telling you, what I was told. So opening up across the board with the influencers, and I don't like that using that word about myself, but I'm one of the first 20 in the world's star beta testers. And I was asked yesterday by my account managers, they were getting some feedback from me, and I was asked, what is working for you with the Stars program on social media? And I said, when I'm really struggling and things just feel like they're going to shit, and I share that with my audience, they tend to love it. And so my account manager said that we are seeing that with all of our content creators across the board. When you open up, and I hate using trite words, but might as well, doesn't matter, vulnerability. When you show emotion, when you open up, your audience does the same. Your audience opens up. And somehow, somewhere, the algorithm has and does recognize this. I can't say how or what because I wasn't told. But that's the first thing. Now, I've been doing that a lot more maybe in the last year, and I still find it hard. And there's still very personal areas of my life which maybe I keep to myself, and that's fine. And of course, it also depends what your audience follows you for. So I have this kind of feeling like, well, my audience follow me for business and entrepreneurship and social media, So that's probably what they care about. Do they want to know about my innermost demons and vulnerabilities and challenges and difficulties and when I'm struggling? Well, Facebook would say, yes, they do. And the algorithm would say, yes, they do. So that's the first thing. The second one, and this is an important distinction, and I used to make this mistake because I didn't know from the horse's mouth, meaningful engagement. So if you do what's called posting and run, if you're a post and runner, you post but you don't engage, in the end you will get deranked for doing that, i.e. you will have a less quality score, whatever that score is and however it's managed by Facebook. The algorithm will reduce your reach and not increase it. And I see that a lot with people who are pretending to do content marketing, but actually they're just clearly copy, paste and pitching. So meaningful engagement also doesn't mean saying, yes, thank you, boom, thumb up emoji, because that's not meaningful. So in the past, I used to think, well, it's really good to go and comment. Now I've been told by Lauren, my Facebook account manager, it's really good to go and comment. So I used to think I was doing the right thing by just saying thank you, but you need to do more words and the engagement needs to be meaningful. So thank you while it's nice isn't meaningful. A thumb up while it's nice, it shows gratitude, it's not meaningful. So meaningful engagement would be asking a question. It would be encouraging discussion. And it would probably be a few words, not just one word. Now, Lauren said to me, look, I understand, Rob, you've got a lot of followers, and if there are a lot of comments, you can't go and comment on every single comment. So she said, pick your top fans first, pick your supporters first, and focus on them. The third thing then is debate. So if you have a critic or a troll commenting, you might worry about that. You might not enjoy that. You might want to delete them. That might make you less confident in posting. But in reality, you should embrace that. You should ask them to explain what wanker means. Please define wanker describe me. I don't understand your terminology. I would like your opinion. And you want to get your critics, your trolls, your haters, as well as your fans and followers, debating. You want some highs and lows, some ebbs and flows. You want people to stand on one side of the fence and the other side of the fence. And Facebook wants debate. They want it, and I've been told from the horse's mouth. So you have an opportunity now to create debate. And whether you think that that's right or not, in fact, let me know what you think in the comments if you're watching the video. Do you think that an algorithm that encourages debate, do you think that that's good or not? I'm still trying to figure that out. On the one hand, I think it just gets us more sucked into time-wasting activities on social media. On the other hand, I think debate is really healthy. As much as my ego might want it, I don't want just all my followers and fans going, yeah, Rob, you're great, Rob, yeah, Rob. I want them to point out when they think I'm being an idiot or they think I've missed a point or they've got a good idea for me that could help my audience and my following, and I want them to feel empowered to share that. So I'm kind of a bit split on whether I think that's good or not. I'd love your thoughts on that. And then the fourth thing is polarization. So Lauren said to me, super positive or super negative works very well. And what she meant by that was polarization. So if you're an Apple fan, you're an Apple fan and you hate Android. If you're a Liverpool fan, you're a Liverpool fan and you hate Everton. And polarization, you know, putting your standing on one side of the fence, being binary, being absolutely staunch in your opinions and beliefs of right and wrong, the Facebook algorithm loves this. Now, I find this difficult because I don't actually believe there is much binary. I don't believe that anything I believe is fully right. And when I'm wrong, I don't believe I'm fully wrong. I believe there's upside and downside and downside and upside. And actually, even in things I disagree with, I can see benefit. And even in things I'm sure about, I can see downside. So this is one I struggle with. And you probably don't hear me that much saying, this is right and that is wrong. This is great and this is bullshit. But it seems like Facebook want me to be more like that, the algorithm. It's going to reward me for being like that. Now, the quandary for me is doing this with credibility and not doing it for gimmickery and for engagement jacking, which is one of the reasons why it took me a long time to comment on the Black Lives Matter debate. And of course I'm against racism, absolutely against it. but there were many reasons why I was maybe reticent to come and jump on that. I didn't want people to think I was jumping on a bandwagon in something I clearly don't have personal pain and experience on. And I've got personal pain and experience in other things. And I'll keep my gob shut on what I don't know, and I'll open my gob on what I feel like I do. But it's definitely taught me, because I believe that life rewards people who are very sure and certain and clear. And maybe I should fight a little bit more for what I believe in and be a bit stronger on, you know, what I believe to be true and resist more what I believe to be wrong. But, you know, for me, the way to maintain my own sanity and balance is to understand that there is balance in life. And not all mania upside or manic downside. So that's something I'm probably going to work on. But what I'm not going to do when it comes to opening up and meaningful engagement and debate and polarization, what I'm clear I'm not going to do is use it as a gimmick. So there's plenty of opportunities to use these purely to hack and game social media. But in reality, I think if it's not authentic, and it's not what you really believe, in the end, it's going to come back to you, because in the end, people will just think you're a bandwagon jumper. You're an engagement and news jacker. And actually, what does your content mean? So in me trying to process this, because I had this conversation yesterday, and in theory, I knew all this, but to be told, when we updated the Facebook algorithm, we were told these were the changes and differences from before. Because before, a thank you or a thumb up would count as an engagement. Now, if you do that, especially if you repeat it, like if you either copy paste comments or you just repeat thank you, thank you, thank you, they'll actually mark it as spam and they will reduce your reach. So my challenge for myself, and I challenge you to do the same, is to work out, what do I believe in? You know, what do I want to stand on a soapbox about? What is meaningful to me? What are my followers and what is my audience and my customers and clients? You know, what leadership and what content do they want from me? And then in that area, open up meaningful engagement, debate, and then the hardcore one, polarization. So I commit to you that anytime I find anything out from my Facebook account managers, whether it's supporter stars or my brand new paid live events feature that I've just been given world exclusive on, I commit to sharing you what I know. In fact, I just put two of my very close friends, partners, and people in my network forward to get the supporter function turned on, because they're eligible, but they've not really managed to push forward with it. They've not got any response from Facebook. So I actually used my contact there, and hopefully I'm going to help them with that. So anything I can do to have this help you leverage Facebook more. Why would you want to do this? Well, it depends. I mean, you might want to get more customers and clients. You might want more reach. You might want more engagement. You might want to sell more products and services. You might want to become more of an influencer. You might want to get your message out to the masses. For me, I'm always thinking long term when it comes to Facebook, i.e. I have nearly 3,000 supporters, but at $3.49 a month, you know, it's only 10 grand a month. And for the work I do, it's probably worth 50 grand a month. I've been doing stars for $15, where people can get a one-to-one call with me for $15. But my mentoring is 40 grand a year. And I'm actually just launched right now this brand new live event feature on Facebook. So I will be one of, if not the first person in the whole world, that will be doing a live stream event on Facebook Live. And I would charge for my book writing course between 1,000 if it was an online bargain, and 3,000 if it was a boot campy type face-to-face, and they would be the minimum I would charge, and they'd be plus that. Yet for this world exclusive, for just $19, I'm doing a how to write your book, or how to write a best-selling book live event on Facebook. Why would I do that? Because I'm thinking long-term. I became a millionaire, actually, it was 11 years ago. So it's pretty much to the day, 11 years ago, I became a millionaire. And that was my initial goal. And now you don't ever hear me talk about what I'm worth, what my net worth is, and money, 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 and how much money I've made. Occasionally, if I need to drop it in for social proof, but you don't hear me talk about that much, because it's not really a focus anymore. I've got enough. I could retire. I've retired loads of times. It's bloody boring. So now for me, it's about making a deeper impact, reaching more people, getting my content out to the masses, making a difference in the world, leaving a legacy. Impacting on a global scale. And these long plays with Facebook are really helping me do that. So, tiny.cc/writeyourbook, mid-July, 7 to 10 p.m., world exclusive, and I'm going to teach you how to write your book, concept, chapters, content, the different ways to write a book, how to actually get it done, how to have the chapters linked together, how much to write, how much research to do, how to actually get it out of you, because many people have been trying to write a book. So I would go to tiny.cc/writeyourbook now and grab that, because this is going to be a complete one-off and this is a world exclusive. And like I said, anything I learn from my Facebook account managers or algorithm changes or anything like that, I'm really close. I'm really close. It's like I'm just outside Mark Zuckerberg's office. I just need to get in that door and I've got it all. And I'm going to share it with you. Love you all. I really appreciate your support. Whether you're a follower, a fan, a raving fan, a voyeur, an occasional consumer of my content, a critic, I don't care. I really appreciate you all. When I'm struggling and, you know, I have my moments, we all do, I know you're with me and that really does help me. So I love you. Thank you. A couple of things to leave you with is start now, get perfect later. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. tiny.cc/writeyourbook. Let me help you get your book out to the masses for about a 99% discount on my normal course fees, because Facebook are backing me and I'm backing them. Thank you very much.